We're up to the part of the show I was looking forward to, especially. Brian Petroff, Douglas Quint are here. Big Gay Ice Cream Shop and Truck.
Shop and Truck.
Shop and
shop
Truck.
And truck.
He got your shop. He got your truck. So you got which game? Did you have the brick and mortar originally and then did the truck, or was the truck there and you went brick and mortar?
No, we started out as a truck, yeah. 2009.
Yeah.
And we didn't even think it was going to last like a day or two.
The truck was purely a joke. It was just I was given the chance to have an ice cream truck, and it seemed like the stupidest thing I could possibly do with a summer as a 30-something-year-old guy was to ride around in an ice cream truck.
So is it an old Mr. Softy or something?
Oh, it's a piece of crap.
It looks like an old Mr. Softy truck.
Yeah. The bumper's half off.
Last night, the blinkers stopped working. There was a hole in the floor for a couple of months last year.
Yeah.
The gear shift was a screwdriver.
And I had to put the steering wheel back on with duct tape at the end of last season.
Yeah. Douglas, right?
Correct.
Right.
50-50.
Brian, right? You're a Petroff. You don't have any people in Milwaukee, do you?
I'm Doug Quinn.
Doug Quinn.
So Brian.
You're a Petroff.
Yes.
Do you have people in Milwaukee?
My people are not in Milwaukee.
Okay, because there's a Petroff's in Milwaukee, which was an ice cream stand.
Really?
Yeah. And it was the only one we had, a custard stand in Milwaukee, but it was huge in Milwaukee, you can imagine.
I grew up in Florida.
Oh, okay, all right.
College in Chicago, though.
All right. Okay. All right, and the thing about your soft serve is it's not your typical soft serve.
No, it's not Mr. Softy soft serve. It's more like a traditional ice cream base, like a scooped ice cream, very high butterfat content.
How do you make it so soft, though, that it comes out of a machine?
Well, you give it a little love, yes.
So which one of you does that? Which one of you gives the love to the ice cream? Is that mainly your job? Or?
Brian loves the mix and I love the machine.
Yeah. But some of these toppings, like you have this wasabi pea.
Wasabi peas.
Yeah.
Yeah, which are pretty ubiquitous in New York City.
But. I know, but not usually on ice cream, right?
No. Olive oil, sea salt.
Olive oil on top of the ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as a topping.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like a great sundae would be... Yeah. Olive oil, a little sea salt, maybe some fig sauce, toasted pine nuts.
Yeah,
it's a little sweet.
For
savory,
whom? I mean, this does. It's got to be. Yeah. It's got the savory. It's got the sweet. And that's so. You are kind of you're the inventor of many of these.
We're both purely disturbed, but his has more productive outcome than mine, which is more. And it comes out in ice cream.
Well, they say Mario Batali meets Mr. Softy. Is that pretty much?
Yeah, that was a nice quote about us.
Yeah, the Village Voice said that.
Village Voice. Okay. Now you brought some apparatus here or something. What do we have here actually?
We have a blender, Michael.
Yeah.
And we have three shot glasses.
Thanks for bringing that blender, really.
Thanks, everyone. It's been a great show.
What do we?
Do you want me to get up and make you something?
Yes.
Fine. Just say it.
Give me the microphone.
Need direction. Okay. Well, we're gonna make you a milkshake. And not that we want to do any brand endorsements, but we're just using the same old Jen and Barry's ice cream you could get at home. And I'm gonna make a big ass batch here. We'll do it double. So I guess this is about 4 scoops of vanilla I'm putting in. And it looks like I'm putting in a whole carton. Diet time. This milkshake has all of your major food groups, which are dairy. We have fat and booze. A little bit of milk.
Can't help but notice the maker's mark bottle just sitting there.
Right, we'll get to it. I need a shot. I'm actually going to put in about a shot of maple syrup.
Naturally, one would.
Yeah, this is breakfast at home. Then I'm going to do 2 shots of makers.
2 shots.
Well, and by two, I mean 4.
It gives a nice pour, I'll tell you that.
Great. And I put milk in already. When you're putting in booze, you don't need a lot of milk. And then our subtle little blender here will do some work. And then we're going to enjoy it.
Is this your invention and this is drink?
The blender has come long before me.
No, not the blender, I mean the drink.
I don't think so. I mean...
That's a bourbon butterscotch.
Oh man, this is a stiff
this
one.
This is sick.
I definitely want to look crazy. You know?
High up. Oh, high up. Oh man, is that ever good?
Yeah, good.
This could make a guy like ice cream. Cheers. Thank you so much. Oh, man. So, you're not drinking?
No.
On the big gay ice cream truck. Thank you, guys. Oh, it's wonderful.
Toast to Nora on her graduation.
Nora, dear, I'm going to be there as soon as I can, honey. Keep the party going.